evening and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you joining us online. We have just a couple of announcements this morning. Frank Hamilton, as always, put flags out at the cemetery at the graves of folks who have served. He asks me to let you know that if he accidentally missed someone, let him know and he'll make sure that a flag gets out there. But of course, we appreciate Frank and all he does for us. This week is the Synod Assembly. It'll take place up in Greensboro. I'm going, and our two delegates are Kim Troutman and Mary Davis. And this is a big assembly because we are having an election for bishop. And so please hold in prayer the assembly and that God would lead us all to elect a bishop who can help us move forward in serving God's kingdom in the North Carolina Synod. We're continuing our Sunday school class looking at how the Bible came together. We'd love for you to join us next week. We had really lovely conversation this morning, and so please feel free to join us in the fellowship hall. Got a couple of updates about some of our beloved members. First of all, Eddie Heitman was in a really bad accident yesterday. I think essentially what happened is that he got stuck between the cab of his Bobcat and the bucket and was stuck the entire time the bucket went up. He's broken several ribs, has some spinal fractures, collapsed lung, in a lot of pain. He's going to be in the ICU for a few days. He's up in the trauma ICU at Baptist Hospital. So please hold Eddie and Tina and Ty and Isabel in prayer. The kids were really scared because they've already got a level of fear with Dad going through chemo and radiation. And it happened on Isabel's birthday. So it was just a really, really hard evening in general. But he's stable. And hopefully after a few days, he'll make his way home. It's going to be a long and painful recovery. So for now, hold them in prayer, and maybe in the coming days and weeks, we can offer some other support to help them out. And you'll notice that Dottie Curry is on the prayer list. Dottie is not doing well physically. She has just finished her second week of radiation and has three more weeks to go. They think that with the surgery she had, they got all of the cancer, but the radiation has taken away all of her energy. She's very fatigued, and she's very discouraged because that's not who she is, and that's not who she wants to be. Dottie is so fatigued, she's requesting no visitors and no phone calls because that's even too much. And so what I thought we could do is flood her mailbox with cards. Dottie loves cards and words. And so over the next few weeks, if you could send her cards, that would be wonderful. We've got her address in the bulletin. It's also in the directory, but it's in the bulletin right there for you. And even our kiddos today are going to make cards for her in Children's Church. Let's see. I think that might be all, except for we'll go into birthdays. Apologies to Amy Horn. Your birthday got omitted from the bulletin last week, so happy birthday Friday to Amy Horn. Joe Davis has a birthday this week. Judy has a birthday on Wednesday. Johnny Turner and Jordan Kepley. Remembering their baptism this week, Joe Davis, Abigail Hearn, Caroline Hedrick, Logan Turner, and Jennifer Davis. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the one who was, and who is to come. Amen. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, and called to live the baptized life, let us give thanks for the gifts of baptism. Holy God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that make a people your own, that restore to wholeness and empower us to be witnesses in your name. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that strengthen believers and give new life to beloved servants of your church. Waters that extend your boundless love and cross barriers of our own making. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that open the hearts of believers and give a voice in the night to those in captivity. Waters that set your people on a new path, rejoicing in the Spirit's power. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. Grant us grace, love, and life, O living one, that our every day is shaped by these waters. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another and the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. I hear Trevor.
I didn't hear Trevor.
Hi, Maddie. Good morning. Oh, look at your pretty toenails. Good morning, Trevor. Did Mommy put you in a Carolina shirt? And then Sawyer's in a state shirt. Is this a house divided? Well, this weekend is Memorial Weekend, and traditionally that means that a lot of pools are going to be opened up this weekend. The water might be a little chilly, but the pools are opened. And so you're going to be spending some time in the water this summer. But I got to thinking, what are some other places that we use water? In the tub when you take a bath? Yes. How about when you wash your hands? How about when you, do you ever help Mom wash dishes? Mom or Dad wash dishes? Sawyer's shaking his head no. I think Trevor got a water table for his birthday, maybe when you're playing in your water table. Well, what's a time that we think about and use water in worship? In baptism. And so I thought, as you're thinking about spending time in lots of water this summer, that we would remember our baptism at church, so that when you're in the pool or in the tub or just playing with water somewhere else, that if you think about it, you can remember your baptism there too, and remember that you are God's child and that God loves you. So let's go to the font. Oops. Let's come over to the font. And we'll dip our hands in the water. It's going to be chilly. Trevor, you are God's beloved child. Sawyer, you are God's beloved child. Brantley, you are God's beloved child. Maddie, you are God's beloved child. So anytime you're playing with water or you're around water, you can remember your baptism.
When it's cold, I don't want you to freeze.
It's cold. You don't want to freeze? Well, maybe when you're taking a bath, the water be a little warmer, right?
Yeah, because it's 65 degrees.
It's 65 degrees? Well, will you pray with me before you go to children's church? Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for water.
Thank you for water.
And all the gifts it brings.
And all the gifts it brings.
To our bodies and the earth.
To our bodies and the earth.
And in baptism.
And in baptism.
Help us remember our baptism.
Help us remember our baptism.
And that you love us. We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church with Mary Ellen.
The reading is from Acts. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I've said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I'm going away, and I'm coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I love children's books, and there's a 3-book series that I got for the children's library. One is The World of the Old Testament. The second is The World of Jesus, and this is The World of the First Christians, a curious kid's guide to the early church. These books are so interesting because they talk about what ordinary life would have been like for those first Christians in the early church, including on this page, for example, it looks at dinner in Philippi, what a meal would have looked like in Philippi in about the year 50 when Paul was there. And there's a little article in the top corner that says, "Who was Lydia?" Well, Lydia is a woman that we read about in the Acts passage today, and she was a really significant part of the early church there. And so I thought I might read to you a little bit about Lydia. We don't know much about Lydia other than she was a business owner, which would have earned her respect and status in the community, and was in charge of her own home. It was likely she was able to do these things independent of an in-charge male, because she was both a widow and a mother. During the first century, free Roman women who had borne three or four children were able to conduct business, sign contracts, and testify in court. And she wouldn't have been the only such woman in Philippi. Women like Lydia were important members of the first Christian communities. They offered leadership as well as financial and material support to missionaries like Paul and Timothy and Silas. They opened their homes to the growing churches in Europe and Asia Minor. And it is believed that the first church building built in Philippi was the house of Lydia. So we don't know a lot about this woman. We have just a few verses in Acts, but her legacy is incredibly significant for us as people of Christ. And I just kept being drawn to this passage this week about Lydia. There's something about her that intrigues me. I think there's just something about the book of Acts in general that's really interesting, as they, like us during Eastertide and in our lives, are trying to figure out how do we live out the amazing work that God did in the resurrection of Christ in our own lives, right? These people in Acts, they experienced Jesus' life, his suffering and death. They were with him those 40 days after his resurrection. They witnessed his ascension and received the power of the Holy Spirit. And now here they are, trying to figure out how to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This isn't just a question we ask now as times continue to change. It's something that followers of Jesus have been asking all along. And so in Acts 16, we encounter Paul and his companions Timothy and Silas as they're traveling as the Spirit leads them to Philippi, where they meet Lydia. We know almost nothing about her, but I find her fascinating. The text tells us that she was a seller of purple goods who was a worshiper of God. And I think those two phrases tell us quite a bit about her, even though it's just a few words. First, it's really significant that Lydia is not identified by her relation. Testing. There we go. Just have to hit the button a few times. So Lydia was not introduced in her relation to a man. She wasn't introduced as someone's daughter or wife. There we go. We'll see if this works a little bit better. Lydia made her way as an independent, successful businesswoman, something that was really pretty rare in the world at that time. The second thing we learn about Lydia is that she was a worshiper of God. I've pondered that a lot this week. That we might be so faithful in worship, that one of the descriptors people would offer on our behalf is that we are worshipers of God. When we encounter Lydia in today's text, she was going to the river to pray, and in the great surprise of her life, Lydia found God at that riverside. The God who had already been finding and seeking her. The Holy Spirit had led Paul and his companions to her so that they could share the gospel with her. That same Spirit had been preparing her heart and her mind to receive and to understand all that Paul would share with her. Lydia's deep longing for God met God's lavish grace at that riverside when she and her household were baptized. She was washed in God's love and mercy that day. As she went under that water, she died to herself. And as she came up out of that water, she was raised to new life in Christ. And something absolutely remarkable happens. She was transformed immediately. God transformed her entire being in those waters, and we immediately see her actions following suit. She urged Paul and his companions to stay at her home. God had opened her heart, and she opened up her home, offering all that she had and all of who she was, so that God could use it to spread the good news of God's love and mercy in the risen Christ. We know that Paul and his companions did stay with Lydia. And while they were there, they founded the church in Philippi. Lydia's home was the house church of Philippi, the same one that Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians. Lydia, through her baptism, became a disciple of Jesus, and God used her life, her generosity, her hospitality, to not only help situate, but grow the church in Philippi. Sisters and brothers, our baptism is the same baptism that Lydia and her household experienced that day. We too were washed with God's love and mercy and grace. We too were adopted as God's beloved children and marked with the cross of Christ forever. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was at work in the early church, the same Spirit that was at work in Paul and Lydia, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that is within us. Dear ones, may we, like Paul and Lydia, disciples called to a new life, offer all of who we are and all that we have to God so that God can use us to further God's kingdom here on earth, so that others and all of creation would come to hear the good news of God's love and mercy in the risen Christ. Amen.
Jesus.
together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Unite your people with communities of faith throughout the world. Further cooperation between people of different faith traditions, and bless our non-Christian neighbors that we learn and grow in deeper relationship with all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bless the earth with fresh water, clean air, and rich soil. Nurture growing crops and encourage communities developing sustainable farming practices. Help us to live in balance and harmony with your good creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reconcile nations and communities suffering from violence and conflict. Protect refugees, asylum seekers, and all who flee their homes seeking safety and security. Make all nations safe for both migrants and residents. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Sustain all who are in need, especially individuals and families struggling with trauma or addiction. Support caregivers, especially nurses, doctors, counselors, and social workers. Come alongside all who are ill or struggling, especially Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosala, Eddie, Pam, Bob, Dottie, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
This Memorial Day weekend, we remember all who have died in military service. Soothe loved ones who mourn and strengthen support systems for veterans and their families. Bring peace among nations that war and conflict around the world might cease. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give you thanks for all your saints raised to new life in Christ. Gather us with them into the peace only you can give. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We command these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you. share the peace of Christ with one another. Be with you, Judy.
Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace, along with these gifts we bring. Come among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for the Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant shed in my blood for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of bread. Come, eat at God's table.
Thank you.
for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. You have made us self known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world. Amen. I'd ask Brantley to hold the bread for me this morning because I can't use my left arm at the moment. And not only did he hold the bread, but he offered you all communion. And I heard him say many of your names, and he blessed Trevor. And I want to thank you for helping and for your faithfulness in worship, Brantley. The triune God, who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign Savior and Spirit, light your way with resurrection dawn, now and always. Amen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace. Surely do this. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.